And at this time, I'd like to invite forward the children for a brief children's message. Please come on down. All right, great. Well, good morning. Are you guys feeling really rested? Because you got an extra hour of sleep, right? Did you wake up a little early this morning? Okay, Kaya, you were up really early this morning. You were up with me. I remember. Well, good to have you here this morning. Did you hear what the special day is today at church? At the beginning of church, did you hear the words that were said? What special day, Clayton? All Saints Day. Good job. Today is All Saints Day. We remember the family of God, the saints like Saint Peter and Paul, and all men and women who were believers in God, a part of the family of God, down through the ages. So it's a really special day today. That's All Saints Day. So I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But to lead us to that point, I want to share something that's very special to me for a couple reasons. This is something that is, it's like an artifact now. Maybe you don't even know what this is. This is a family album with pictures inside. People used to use these back when the dinosaurs walked on Earth. Now we have all our pictures on our phones, but I promise you there was a time a long time ago that people used these, and I used these when I was a little kid. So I want to show you a couple pictures in my family album. One is going to give you a little laugh, and I don't even think the girls have seen these pictures before, but I'm going to show you the picture here. Believe it or not, this is me. There was a time when I had hair, okay? That's your papa right there with hair. Okay, see me right there? Now, I was born, I didn't have hair, but I had hair. It was really exciting, and I had a lot of it. Look at that. Oh, it makes me sad. Now, when you turn the page in this family album, there's two people that I want to share with you that are very special to me. Right here, this is my grandpa Orville. See Orville? Orville August Nelson, okay? He's very special to me. He lived during World War II. He did a lot of special things. He was in Pearl Harbor when you've heard about how Pearl Harbor was bombed. He was on Pearl Harbor, and he served in the military during World War II. He was very special to me, and I remember him often, and I like to look at photographs of him in my family album. Then right next to him is my grandma. That's Roberta. And Roberta, that's my grandma, Kaya. And my grandma, she was awesome because she gave candy all the time. That's pretty cool. Do you guys have a grandma that gives you candy all the time? No? You have really good, yeah, kind of. All right. No, Claire? Woo. All right. Well, it's just really important to look at that family album and remember those people that came before. Both my grandparents, they're not living anymore. But whenever I look at that page, I get choked up because I love Grandma and Grandpa, Orville and Roberta. They were special to me and raised me as a Christian, little guy like you, Clayton. Well, in the Bible, you know, we have a Bible here. The Bible has a picture of a whole bunch of people, right? I want to talk about a couple of those people. One of them is, I don't know this for 100% certainty, but one of them, right about here in the Bible, you open up the Bible, right in here, this section, there's a guy named Abraham. He did some special things. Do you remember any of the special things Abraham did when he lived? Abraham. He had a child when he was really old and he trusted God. Remember Abraham? Now if I flip the page to a little bit further, right, say right around here, there's a picture of a guy named Moses. Moses. What did Moses do that was special? Janie? He made the Ten Commandments. Yeah, he received the Ten Commandments from God. Very good. That's pretty special. Clayton?
He helped lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
That's right.
Egypt
into Israel. Good job, Clayton. Now, in the very back, there's some stories about some other people, some pictures here, guys named Peter and Paul and Mary. And we call them saints. And they're in this book because they came before us. Right? A long time ago, they came before us, and they're kind of special. Well, what I want you to think about today is that these people in the Bible, they actually belong to our family because we share the same faith. So that's very special. Next time you pick up the Bible and you read about Abraham or Moses or Peter or Paul, think of them as your family members, okay? That's all I want you to think about today. They came before us, and we are family with them because we share the same faith in Jesus. That's pretty cool, isn't it? All right, thanks for coming up this morning, and have a good rest of the morning.